USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden this morning again denying that he is guilty of any sexual assault despite allegations by a former aide. That is White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is calling out feminists for seeming to be giving a pass to Biden on those sexual assault allegations.
Believe all women means all women, not just based on who they are, what their station in life is, whether they have a college degree, if they're Democrat, Republican, independent, or not registered to vote. It doesn't matter. When you said believe all women, I saw no footnotes, no asterisk.
Stocks are sharply lower in early trading on Wall Street. Shares of Amazon and Apple falling on very weak first quarter results. The market's coming off their biggest monthly surge in three decades, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average today has been down more than 400 points at times. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, baby. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
America's top intelligence officials are saying that COVID-19 is not a man-made or genetically modified coronavirus. In a statement released late yesterday, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said scientific consensus is that COVID-19 is natural. However, the intelligence community continues to try to determine if it started because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. California Governor Gavin Newsom temporarily closing beaches now after thousands of people congregated on the Southern California sands last weekend. Newsom says that some of the images from those beaches were absolutely disturbing. The new White House press secretary will conduct the first press briefing in more than a year later today, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One senator is speaking out about the nation's unemployment. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City. We have to start being bold and honest with the people. Listen, it doesn't take any courage whatsoever to tell people to stay home or sick the police on them if they disobey. Okay, that takes no courage whatsoever. It does take courage to be honest with the American people, tell them about the risks, educate them about the risks, and say, listen, we all have a personal responsibility to get back to normalcy, a new normalcy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news, all the time, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.